Well, howdy guys, now here's a one, isn't it? Do Femmons make terrible drivers? Well, I'm only going to tell you my experience, but in general, to me, Femmons do not make great drivers. In my opinion. When I've lived in the UK, Canada, and Thailand, there are some good Femmon drivers, but the general population of Femmons, they have issues. Now, as you know, we're not allowed to criticise Femmons in any way, because they'll start yelling at you, bullying you and try to silence you, especially when it's true. And I've talked to loads of males in my time, and all of them have said that Femmons have issues driving. Mind you, I've never asked them about it when their girlfriend or wife is there, because the man will obviously lie, so he doesn't get all the hassle that he's going to get if he tells the truth. And that, of course, is manipulation, which Femmons are well known for. And the truth is that a lot of Femmons have issues with trying to park. And to be honest, that's just evolution. And of course, Femmons compound the problem by not admitting the problem. And I've said this before, way back in the beginning of time, man had to make a bow, make arrows. This took time, energy. And when we let the arrow go, say a monkey running through the trees, we had to be sure it hit the monkey. Otherwise, you would have to lose the arrow and make another one. And if we missed, the family would go hungry. But Femmons didn't have to hone that skill in, did they? That's why they don't have it. Because males were the hunters, the providers. And that's why Femmons have this spatial awareness problem. Of course, they haven't got better at parking over the years, because they haven't accepted they have a problem in the first place. And with all the stories that I've heard from guys and what I've witnessed myself, Femmons seem to have a hard time making a decision when they're driving. They dither, hesitate. And we've all heard the stories where the Femmon indicates left and turns right. Even the insurance companies have to not tell the truth. Most Femmons' insurance is lower than a man's. And who do you think is paying for that lower insurance? Well, of course, it's males. Like somebody said to me the other day, a lot of Femmons may not be in an accident, but they certainly cause one. But apart from all the other issues Femmons have driving, they were not really allowed to talk about, for me it's paying attention. You see them all the time, driving along or whatever, and they're looking in the mirror at themselves. Maybe adjusting their hair. They may be going 70, 80 miles an hour on the motorway, but they may be fiddling with something else and not really paying attention. If there's another Femmon in the vehicle with them, they'll be yapping to that Femmon. If they drive through the town, they're looking at the stores, the sales, not the road in front of them. They're not focused on their driving. If any of you guys haven't noticed that, take a look next time you're out driving. And I didn't get this opinion just overnight. It's taken a long time throughout my life, of all the things that I've seen, and keep on seeing now. And it's kind of funny, because every time you talk to a Femmon, even today, they will get angry about it, and completely deny it. How can somebody improve themselves if they don't think they have any problems to start with? Just think how long Femmons have been driving, and they're still denying they have issues. I remember when I was a very, very young man. Well, I could drive. This Femmon tried to get in a parking space loads of times, and she got out and she was very angry that she couldn't get parked. So I asked her, "Do you want me to park it for you?" Because to be honest, it wasn't that difficult. This was way back when Femmons weren't so dangerous, and false allegations weren't so rife. So I got in and just parked it just like that. Do you know, thinking back on it, she never even said thank you. Anyway, guys, got any ideas? In your opinion, and from your experience, are Femmons great drivers, or do they have some issues? Let me know. You take it easy, guys.
Oh, look, there's a sale at Penny's. It wasn't my fault!